Otherwise, you may summon a fairy, a little person, I ought to have said, who goes by the same name. And once you have summoned it, it comes and it can take you away. And this is what has happened to Dog Boy, to Watt, to Friar Tuck, and to a dog. And so the purpose is going to be, the quest is going to be, the adventure is going to be, if you will, to save the people who have been taken by the fairies. In chapter 11, starting at bottom of 103, they come up with this, only a boy or girl can get into the castle chariot, and they start talking about unicorns, and they're going to start throwing out unicorns a lot, and we're going to have an adventure with a unicorn later. Actually, I was watching some intellectual show on TV, which I usually don't watch. I'm more for B stuff on TV. I get enough intellectual stuff at school, so I like to just let my mind vegetate and watch really worthless stuff. But I was watching something, and they were talking about narwhals. Anybody, narwhals? It's a type of whale, which you evidently find up in the Arctic. And they think that its horn is the source of the blank unicorn legends. It has this strange big like tusk that comes out the top of its head that they can't even figure out its function for anymore. And so it's like a small whale with a hard tusk. And so these things were harvested and the legend of the unicorn grew up. Who can catch a unicorn? Yeah, only virgins. This is all too sexual even for Freud, but unfortunately we're going to have to tolerate it, and they're going to come back and talk about it later. Even Morgusa, who's, you know, this old gadabout woman, she's the one who seduces Arthur. In a later adventure, she's going to be the virgin for some people trying to catch the unicorn. Yeah. Fat chance, but she's kind of a wacko thing, and she's going to get her just desserts much later when she's like 70 and seduces somebody who's like 20. Fortunately, this is in writing, not in photos. Kay, we've talked about Kay, and is Kay up for this adventure? Kay doesn't seem to be up for many adventures.